Hi, this is John Ryan with Team Handball News. And joining me on the line from Canada is Mike Namyash, the executive director and technical director for Alberta Team Handball. Mike, how are you doing this morning?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Well, hey, anyway, you know, we've had some emails going back and forth. You know, I guess what triggered my interest immediately kind of reminded me, hey, I ought to give Mike a phone call, is the fact that you guys have 10 athletes from Alberta now going to the Aarhus Handball Academy, which I thought was kind of amazing. But anyway, that kind of triggered me up to think I hadn't talked to you in a while, and I thought it'd be a good time to catch up with you and talk Canadian handball and some of the good programs that you guys have going there in Alberta. So, well, I tell you what, why don't we initially talk about the Aarhus program and Alberta's involvement in it and your perspective on it as a coach and administrator, I should say.
Well, I think it's a great thing. It's kind of the next step. Aarhus Academy is kind of, we have programs like Alberta teams from under 16, under 18. So our kind of promotion is the kids that really commit to our programs that are training 2-3 times a week. It's their next step as soon as they're done high school is to go over there and try to get a contract over in Denmark. So it's kind of like instead of them going to play basketball in university or another sport, it's what we have for handball. So, and we actually just took our U16 and U18 teams over to the academy so they can see it and get trained by many different coaches. So, I mean, at the academy, they're training 4 times a week plus 2 workouts, plus all the kids are also on club teams. So then they're practicing another 3 to 4 times a week. So all of them are practicing between 7 to 9 times a week plus 2 to 3 workouts. Plus games. So it's the resources that, you know, that they're getting in the game time and all the practices they're getting from many different coaches. So it's that, it's what we can offer.
Yeah. Well, when you say, you know, we can't offer, do you guys have any kind of arrangement with the academy?
Yeah, we have an arrangement with them. So kind of we discuss every year, of like the players because they want our high level players. So we discuss every year with them who we want to send as well. With them, all the kids have to take the Danish coaching course. So that means when they come back, there are certified coaches as well. So it's also helping us grow our programs because with 10 kids there now, when they eventually come back, they're also able to be coaches, referees. So it's also helping our base grow.
But shoot, yeah, if you're bringing 10 people back. That's a healthy number of coaching experience and officiating experience. Is there a financial arrangement deal that you get a group rate, I guess, for Alberta?
Yeah, we get a better deal because of the numbers and the kind of deal we have with each other because we're growing and we're making more connections with each other with the clubs around that area. So we have an arrangement where the kids do pay to go, but it's not at the price that if an individual from somewhere else wants to go.
Well, that's what I looked at it online here. I guess it was 1,575 Danish krone, which is about $281 a week, I guess. And,
yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, but the kids don't pay that much for it.
And it's room, board. And then all the training that you talked about.
Yeah, it's quite incredible, actually. It's the kids wake up in the morning, they have breakfast ready for them, so they go and eat breakfast. There's about 4 or 5 cooks, and the food is always healthy, good food. So they have that, then they have training in the morning, then they have to take a Danish class, like to learn Danish. Then they have to take a different kind of course. So the Alberta players, they must take the coaching course. But, I mean, there's other courses they could take. Some of them are taking, like, how to build a workout program. There's different kind of courses, and then they have trainings in the evening. But they go through like nutrition, how to properly work out. So there's more. There's so much about yourself and learning about yourself and how to become a better athlete. And I mean, the coaches there are all like the coach for the English women's national team at the Olympics, Jesper. He's actually one of the coaches there. They have three other coaches. They're all Division One or top division coaches. Jesper now coaches in Switzerland in the national team, but he's at the academy in the weekdays.
Okay.
So, I mean, even the other one, the headmaster, that's kind of like the principal of it, his name is Axel. He was one of the guys who started the program and for the Olympics and how to build it. So they're learning about all that, about handball, how to grow it, the culture of handball, plus everything about themselves as an athlete.
How does the arrangement work with the local club teams, and how do they decide who plays where?
It's tryouts. So right now we have a really, really strong U18 program. So seven of the boys and girls are under 18. So they're all right now in tryouts. So they're going for tryouts. So the first 2 weeks there, they kind of just practice with the academy and they kind of get evaluated, and then they send them to where they think that they can fit. So if it's Division One, if it's Division Two, so it all depends on their level. So right now they're all in tryouts. So say a couple of them don't make the Division One team, then they'll help them go to Division Two. So they just, at the academy, the coaches work with clubs to put them in the right places.
Yeah. Now, the Canadians that have gone previously, how has it worked in terms of, you know, integrating with the clubs? I know sometimes it's just human nature. You're playing with your town team, and hey, who's this guy? And this guy's taking my playing time.
Yeah. I mean, I think at the beginning with all the players, it takes a few practices before they, you know, gain the respect. Because the big thing when you go there, and even when we go there as our provincial team, is there's handball in Canada is the first thing. And then when they see the kids play, they're like, whoa, you guys are not that bad. And so it's like learning about them. But, I mean, every person that's gone from here has never come back with any kind of negative about the clubs. They say everyone's usually really nice and welcoming.
Yeah. Has anybody been able to use the program there as a stepping stone to some decent contracts in Europe?
Well, we had his name is Tyrell. He plays on the national team and stuff. He went there and he was he went for the first semester. So all the kids signed for, like, with the academy for 4 months, and then they decide if they want to stay for the whole year. And so he kind of, when it came down to the second semester, the club that he was with kind of paid for him to stay for the second half. And then he kind of got more offers for the year after, but he decided to come home to finish his schooling before he goes back. But he's planning to go back after he's done school.
Yeah, I guess that was one thing. That was another question I was going to bring up. I was looking on the Aarhus webpage, and I was like going, what is a Folk High School? And I was trying to, you know, they talked about some of the classes that the athletes could take. The reality is it's not, and you can correct me, it's not like a college. It's maybe a college atmosphere, but it's not like a typical college that you would see in like the United States or Canada.
In the Scandinavian countries, they believe in a lot when you're done your high school is about learning about yourself. So the folk school is something that the kids do when they get out of high school before they go to university. And so it's really big about learning about yourself and who you are. So they have different kind of courses. There's the courses like Handball Academy, and there's a soccer academy there. So that's about the higher levels, the ones that are really wanting to be better at their sport. But then there's different, there's one that's called like a special course, which you just do a different sport every day. And then there's people that are there for singing and music. So there's a lot of different courses that are there. So it's more like they want you to learn about yourself before you go to university. So growing up, maturing as a person. So that's what the school's really about.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess I'll think about trying to put myself in the shoes of a parent. And, you know, if my daughter, when she gets to college age, says, hey, Dad, I just want to kind of take off for a year before I, you know, before I go to college and just kind of experience life, I'd be like, well, you're going to do what now? You know, it's time for you to, you know, start thinking as an adult, time for you to, you know, that there's an issue, I guess, you know, a lot of times people do that 1 year and then they end up never going to college, I guess, sometimes. What was the decision like for some of the athletes to say, you know, everybody's got different futures, different plans. Not everybody goes to college. You know, some people, you know, go straight to the working life. Was there some issue with some of the athletes with delaying the start of their college?
You know what? No, not really, because the groups that are going are kids that have been in Hamel since they're 15, 14 years old, and they're training every week, two, three, four times a week, plus weekend camps. So it's been not as important as school, but the second most important thing to them. And their goals have been to try to make it as a handball player. So it's like their dream. So the parents have seen how much time they put into it. And, our programs, we travel around the world three, four times a year. So these kids and parents have invested a lot of money into it. So I think the parents see it as this is like kind of a goal of theirs. So all the parents kind of say, hey, here's a year for you to try to make it. And if you don't make it, then, you know, come back and start school. So we've never had issues with that. And we make sure that the people that are going are the ones that are the mature ones, that are the committed ones. We don't just send anybody there. We're sending the ones that are focused and there for the right reason. So the kids that go there, they're there for the handball, and they're there to learn as a handball player and to grow. So we've never had issues with that.
Yeah. But you're going to get, you know, even a player like Tyrell, who sounds like he turned some heads and drew some interest. He still, you know, made a life decision, if you will, that he wanted to continue his schooling in Canada.
Yeah. And he got the experience. We had players last year that went for a year who we had a girl that went. She was a U18, and they wanted her to really stay on the Div 1 team. And she just said, you know what, I wanted the experience. I got the experience. It's time for me to go home and start school. So, you know, everyone kind of takes out what they want out of it. Some people want to be there. We have some guys that are – we have a goalie from here. He's on his second year, and he's playing one of the top teams in Division II. And everyone says he's going to be one of the top goalies in Division I in a year or two. So his goal is to stay for a long time.
Okay. Well – you know, that's a lot of good information on that program. I've always been curious as to what it was exactly. But what do you think about, you know, the U.S. is gearing up to, you know, restart a residency program, you know, for their athletes. Many years ago, we sent an entire national team over to play in the Czechoslovakian League for a whole season. What's your take about training in Europe versus, you know, training in Canada or the United States?
I don't think, like just being over in Europe and being at the academy, the practices are not different. It's the level. It's the intensity. It's that, you know, the people that they're practicing with are that's their livelihood. Like, I mean, that's what they've done since they're a kid. So the level of practice, the technical, is so much higher that it just pushes all the kids. The speed of the game, the knowledge of the game in those practices is much better. And that's the big difference. It's the level is so much higher there.
What about the opportunities to compete?
Yeah. The games, right? Like in Alberta, we have a Alberta Teen Handball League. So we have like a junior league and a senior league, and we have like high school league. So the kids that went this year, most of them are all just 17 or 18 years old. So they came out of our high school league and our junior league. So they play about 30 to 40 games here a season in our leagues. But the level it's decent, but it's nowhere to the level they're playing there where it's Division I. So it's just the competing at that kind of level is just so much higher.
Okay. Talk a little bit about, you know, you talked about the different leagues and stuff that you have there in Alberta. We were talking a little bit, you know, right before we started the recording a little bit. Is the handball in Alberta, is it associated with the schools, or is it club level? Can you give me a little rundown of how it works from age?
So we have programs from all the way from grade 3 up. So we have like mini handball, grade 3 and 4 is their own, 5 and 6 is their own. Then we have what's called junior high school, which is grade 7, 8, 9. And then we have high school, which is 10, 11, and 12. And we also have club. We have junior leagues in the club. We have senior leagues. So in the mini handball, we run tournaments throughout the year. So we have like mini handball provincial championships. We have mini handball, like it's called the Spring Fling. So we have 3 or 4 mini handball tournaments throughout the year for the grade 3, 3 and 4, 5 and 6. And in there, we have about 1,000 kids that play in those ages. And then there's a tournament.
I'm sorry, Mike, dude, just run that by me again. So this grades 3, 4 and 5, you have 1,000 kids playing?
Yeah, so we have about, at a tournament, we're between 50 and 60 teams at a tournament.
And is that throughout Alberta, or is it like Edmonton and Calgary?
No, it's our that age. There's anywhere from central Alberta all the way to north, but there's also in Calgary, but Calgary runs their own kind of mini handball. They don't come all the way to Edmonton for a tournament, so there's something in Calgary. So we have everything from pretty much Calgary all the way to Edmonton and more north. And for mini handball. And then when we go to junior high school, we run 2 tournaments a season, which we run, but it's through the school. We Alberta Team Handball Federation runs it, but we work with the schools. So it's like a school, so we run tournaments, and there's about 25 to 30 teams that go to our provincial championships for that age category. So that's around 14, 15 years old. And then when it comes to high school, now we were sanctioned by high school athletics. So that took us a lot of years to get to, but so now it's a sanctioned sport. So in our high school, there's seasonal play for different sports. So in certain time of the year, you could play football. Certain time of the year, you can play basketball. And that's the only sport you can kind of do in high school. So a football player after November 1st or whatever their deadline, they're not allowed to keep playing football in high school because now it's the basketball season and then it's handball season. So handball in Alberta is one of the 4 core sports in the high school. So we have about 120 high schools in Alberta that play. And so they have their leagues all over Alberta, and then they have to qualify to go to our provincial championships. So it's all kind of regions.
A couple of questions there. So you're saying there's 120 high school handball teams in Alberta?
Yeah, we have about 3,000 high school members.
Okay.
So it's growing every year. We got in at about 4 years ago, and at that time we were at about 20 high schools, and that's when we used to run it. But then when we got in, because it's sanctioned.
And when you say you got in, that's the sanctioning from the Canadian high school.
Yeah, from Alberta. So it's just Alberta.
Okay.
So it's Alberta School Athletic Association. Each province has its own association. So we got into that. We're the only one in Canada that's part of it. So now all the schools want to be a part of it because the importance is winning the provincial championships or the region banner from Alberta Schools Athletic Association. So now every year there's 10, 15, 20 more schools. So now that we've got so big, now we're tiered. So we have tier 1, we have tier 2 for high school. So the smaller schools play against the smaller schools, the bigger schools play against the bigger ones.
And at the high schools, there are men's and women's teams both?
Yeah, men's, women's divisions. So they have to qualify in their area to go on to provincial championships. And through the season, there's tournaments, different schools host tournaments. So kids at that age, probably in a season, play 30, 40 games.
Wow.
And it's a 2-month season, so they play about 30 to 40 games. So it's because it's the only real sport they can play at that time. It kind of interferes a little bit with badminton, but not really. So most schools run the handball program.
So correct me if I'm wrong here. You're saying there's 120 high schools that play, and the each of those 120 schools has a boys and girls program.
Yeah, a majority. I mean, some schools have one, not the other, but then some schools have four teams. They have senior teams and junior teams. So, like, here, there'd be, like, a school with a grade 10 team, and then they would have a – and some 11s can play on the grade 10 team, and then they would also have a grade 12 team.
Okay,
so they have,
kind
like,
of like
we have,
the American equivalent would be varsity and junior varsity.
Yeah. Yeah, so some schools have four teams.
And you said that there's four core sports in Alberta. What are those four?
Well, the way it starts off in the season, you have your football season, American football. Then you have football and volleyball run at the same time. And then there's basketball. And then there's handball. And badminton and rugby kind of end off at that time. When handball's ending, then badminton and rugby are kind of going. And then there's soccer at the end of the school year, which is like May and June. But soccer's not an Alberta athletic sport through the schools. It kind of, they run a school league, but it's not sanctioned by the school.
What is the official season, if you will, for the high school team?
For the high school team, they can start training February 10th. And the last weekend in April is the provincial championships. So they have that time for tournaments, to practice. Games, zone, qualifications, all that.
Well, we were talking, there's a lot of similarities between Canada and the United States, but then there's some significant differences. But assuming the sanctioning into high school program is the same, has the same big deal, meaning it does in Canada that it has in the U.S., and the fact that, I guess, basketball season ends up in February. Mike?
Yeah,
basketball season ends in February. I guess you got a whole bunch of athletes looking for something to do in the springtime.
A lot of the athletes, the major athletes, just transfer from sport to sport. And then you have the athletes that are basketball players, but, then as soon as they're done, they go to their club or they go to Alberta. So, I mean, you don't get everyone. There's always the athletes that just focus on one sport.
But the fact that it's tied in with the school so strongly really has to have been a tremendous boon.
It shows in our programs because 4 or 5 years ago we'd have Alberta U18 teams, but there'd be 12 kids at a tryout. We had 60 boys and girls at our U16 and U18 tryouts in May to go to Denmark and Iceland this upcoming year. And then this weekend we have our U21 trials, and we have over 60 people coming to it.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can – and it's not – before we used to get the second-tier athletes, the ones that, didn't make the basketball or not the basketball Alberta players. But now we're getting the best of the best, and we're getting the best athletes in men and girls. And it just – you can see our growth and our level. A perfect example is Dawn Lewis came to our high school tournament – 2 years ago with her high school team, and she saw it. She's like, nobody's going to be able to touch Alberta in 5 years. She was amazed by how many kids play here, the attendance that show up to the high school games. So it's really like we're starting to get culture of handball here.
Wow. Well, all those teams, that's a lot of coaches. That's a lot of referees. How did you guys build that up?
Well, that's what we're working on. That's the importance of the Aarhus Academy, is getting coaching certification. We're going out and doing clinics. We go to teachers conventions and we run coaching clinics. That's our big issue right now, is we can't supply what the demand is for referees and coaches. So that's what we're really working on, running more referee courses. We have Teddy Juliusson, who's an IHF lecturer for referees, who lives in Calgary. So he really helps us out in developing a referees program. So we have certification in referees. Our problem is Canadian Team Handball Federation is still working on this coaching certification. So that's what we're waiting for, to build more coaches. So we're working with coaches, but they're not being certified yet. but that's our step. And we're growing. We want to keep the growth because that's great, but we're also, it's making us thin a bit with coaching and refereeing.
Yeah.
And like now we just got into, Alberta Summer Games, which is, it's something huge. Alberta Summer Games is like all the sports. It's kind of like, the Olympics for just the Alberta region. So we got into that. So that's like basketball, handball, rugby, volleyball. So we just got into that. Now it's going to make us grow more because all the kids want to be able to play in that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about handball in Canada on a national level. I've kind of observed it through the years. I had an opportunity to play against a Canadian team a couple times over 20 years ago now. Those teams typically were very Quebecois heavy. There might be a couple guys from Western Canada. I remember Steve Fedor being a tremendous player. But usually it was the French Canadians and a few other guys thrown in, and that was, you know, there's always been an issue in Canada a little bit, you know, with the Anglophone and the Francophone communities. But quite frankly, it was also reality in terms of handball. Most of it was being played in Quebec. What you've described to me, though, I'm kind of I haven't observed it like former national team coach and player Don Lewis did, but there's got to be a tipping point where Alberta is going to kind of explode on Canadian handball.
I think so too. Yeah, I think you can see like the way our national championships are. It goes back and forth between Quebec and Alberta winning. And so the growth is just going to help us out, putting more people on the national team and things. Quebec has been the strongest for a while, and they're still very strong at all programs. It's just, I mean, we're building ourselves as well. So, I mean, you kind of see the results at national championships. It's Quebec and Alberta dominate. As of right now, they're really dominating the national championships and playing each other to see who wins. So I think it's good, though, because we have such a against each other. Like, we want to beat each other so bad. But, I mean, it's going to help our national teams because our players are just from all over Canada are growing as players. So I think it's just going to help the programs in all ages.
What about some of the other provinces, British Columbia, Manitoba, you know, Ontario? What kind of programs do they have there?
I mean, we see them, like Saskatchewan Team Handball Federation, they have a girl there, her name is Melissa, and you can see she's starting to really work. You can see growth happening there. They're actually going to send a team to the Partilla Cup this summer, so, you know, to work with getting young kids involved. So you see growth there. Manitoba, I think... I'm not too sure. I mean, we see them at U21 Nationals. They haven't gone to Senior Nationals for a few years. We haven't really seen them. Their women went to Seniors last year, but it was the first time in 2 years. Ontario's kind of hit and miss. It's really like Ontario, BC, they show up once every few years. Ontario has been starting to come now every single year. And now they're starting to get junior teams, under 21 teams, so you can see growth in Ontario. I think it's growing in places all over. But, I mean, again, everywhere, it's the volunteer base. It's the man hours that it takes to build a program. So a lot of the provinces don't get funding. So
Some of the provinces, do other sports take precedence? I know, like, British Columbia rugby is pretty big there.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. It's just the other sports. But it's hard when you don't have, in my opinion, at the younger ages, when you don't have leagues and you don't have school leagues and things, it's hard to get kids to come and play when they're 16 years old with a 30-year-old. Because it's just, BC gets a lot of Europeans. So the players that have to come over and want to play, they're very good handball players. So a new kid that doesn't know what he's doing comes onto the court, and the European is kind of, I just want to play. I don't want to help coach. So you can, you know, that's so difficult. So that, I think that's the importance of like building in your school. Like the way we kind of are, in 2004, when I kind of started working with Alberta Teen Handball, we put a goal in that we want to build our high school league. So our 16 to 18 years, and then kind of build a, you know, let them go to move up and then start building under that.
Yeah.
Because when we build our high school league, then the junior high schools, the high schools wanted to have feeder systems. So then they kind of just went from there.
Sure. I don't know how sports work exactly in Canada, but if you have a sport in the high school, people see it. You know, I look at myself as somebody who was very, very focused on basketball, but, you know, I played other sports, and I can just see myself seeing that and going, hey, I want to play that. And, you know, maybe coming to the realization that I can be a decent basketball player, but I could be a really good, team handball player. You only get the opportunity to make that sort of assessment if you have the opportunity to play the other sport, I guess.
No, exactly. And our appeal is, I mean, we recruited our U18 and U16 Alberta teams. We recruit at a high school and junior high school. Then they have their tryouts. But then, so in May was all their tryouts. They went to Denmark for 10 days. They played the English national team. They played Division I Danish team. They got coached by different coaches. And then they go to Iceland in December. So, I mean, we really push opportunities that the other sports don't do, because that really attracts players. And then when they go over there, they see that, hey, like, I can get to this level. And then, you know, then the promotion and, hey, we can, you know, you work, you train 3-4 times a week, you work out, you do this, you do that. We can try to get you over here. So, you know, we really push Europe, and that's to have them commit to our sport.
Sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about your national teams. You guys hopefully we'll have a North American and Caribbean championship coming up here in a couple months. Is there going to be a little bit of a turnover on the men's program for that event?
All I know is I'm just so busy in Alberta Teen Handball, but I don't know too much that's going on with the national teams. But I know there was a national camp in Quebec in June, and there's one of the coaches from Alberta and one's from Quebec, and there was 30, 35 people that were there from Alberta, Saskatchewan, Quebec, and many players from Europe as well were there. So what I heard, it was a great, great camp. There's some of the experienced players that have been around are still there. They're really motivated for the 2015 Pan Ams. And then there's a lot of good, good young players. A lot of the players, when we qualified for the World Championships in junior men a couple years ago, a lot of those players are now starting to go into the senior national team. So I think there's a good mix.
Right. Well, and your women's program, I guess you guys didn't qualify. I'm trying to think back here, status of the women's program. You didn't qualify for the last Pan American Championship, correct?
Well, they were there, and there was a tournament in June. I think that was the Pan American Championship in June?
I'm trying to think back.
Well, they were in Dominican Republic in June, and I think that was the Pan Am Championships.
Oh, that's right.
Because USA
were in the other bracket. Yeah. You didn't play the U.S.
Yeah. So all I know about the women's national team, it's there's a lot of really good handball players, but it's a very young team. So I think they're really focused on 2015, and that's their goal. And I think they really are building with young players, a lot of really, really good young players that are going to be amazing handball players. So I think there's a really bright future in the national team.
Yeah, and we, you know, you mentioned 2015. You guys are hosting the Pan American Games there, I guess, in Toronto. Is there any kind of I remember seeing something, you guys were going to get a little bit more funding, possibly, since, Canada was hosting the Pan Am Games. Is there any target 2016 plans in effect for the Canadian national teams?
Not that I don't know anything. We haven't, like as our federation, we haven't seen any kind of a plan from the national teams, so I don't know too much about it. All I know is we have the Pan Am Games in 2015. Other than that, I don't know what their what they have goals for the Olympics or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
well,
I
guess,
didn't really answer any of that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, just kind of looking in a crystal ball, I think it's going to be tough for any of the men's programs in the Pan American region to beat Argentina. But
Argentina, or Chile. Chile's coming up, too.
Chile,
they have a lot of players in Europe.
Chile as well, although I've read some things. They've got some issues with their coach. Some of the players don't like the coach, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That there was some conflict. You know, they've got 2 years to sort that out. And I guess the other factor is you don't have to factor Brazil into the equation. But and you know, that's something on the men's side, but on the women's side, that's even more significant. Although I guess the Argentinian women looked a little bit better at this tournament this summer. But I don't know. I guess if you had some sort of organized, structured program and hosting it in Canada, it seems to me that might be an opportunity. You're just not aware of anything particularly focused.
I know that funding for Canadian team handball is a big thing. I know that the national teams, it's all self-funded. And when I used to coach the national team, I mean, that was the big issue, was you could only do so much because the players are going for university students, or so they can only take a certain amount of time off. They only have a certain amount of money for resources. So you have to, like, pick your battle. Okay, well, we have a competition in June. We can't have four preparation tours for it. We just have to focus on, you know, cheaper ways to get together. So I think that's a big issue, is it's the finances.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, boy, we covered quite a few topics there. I appreciate you sharing some of the information and giving us an opportunity to catch up. Any other particular programs, things going on that our audience might be interested in hearing about?
I mean, if there's teams in the States, high school teams or any teams looking for tournaments, we host tournaments in all age categories throughout the year. So, you know, our Alberta teams, we go to tournaments in the States every year. And so, you know, if any teams are looking for tournaments in high school or over older ages, you know, contact us and we can for sure set something up.
Hopefully get something set up. I took an Air Force team to Calgary many years ago. That was a good time, good tournament. I can, now that I'm here in Colorado, maybe we can, get something started. In fact, is there any talk about, you know, a Canadian American league, you know, maybe even trying to throw in I know you guys actually even traveled to the Northeast League 1 year.
We did the Northeast.
Any talk about, maybe joining a Western League as an ad hoc team? Or you guys have so many games on your own, you don't need American.
Well, we have a lot of games. Yeah, I mean, our leagues are run every Sunday. So they start next Sunday is the 22nd of the first league games, and they run all the way till March. You play pretty much every Sunday. But we, about 3-4 years ago, we had talks with, there was Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, S, and Saskatchewan. We talked about doing a Northwest League where there's kind of three tournaments in the season, but it just never, it materialized, so
sure.
Never went to. But I mean, I'm a huge believer in that. It's the way to grow. It's the more competitions, it's going to make people want to practice more. It's going to make people better handball players. So I'm a believer in leagues like that. We're playing games with states, working with them. It's just exciting. It's exciting. It's always that good rivalry. Canadians want to beat USA. USA wants to beat Canadians.
Sure.
So I mean, you get that great rivalry, which helps promote the game.
Yeah. Well, Mike.
Because I was just reading about Las Vegas. They have a league now?
Well, yeah. I just moved from there. They've started a Western League. I think it's mostly, I think they're going to try and break up the Western United States into a couple different regions. I think they're going to have a league with Vegas, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Phoenix, and then maybe try and get a league here in the Rocky Mountain area with Air Force, CSU, maybe Utah. I'm not sure. You know, it's still kind of on the cusp of getting fully organized. But yeah, they're going to have a tournament in Las Vegas here toward the end of the month. And yeah, if Canadians want to come down and field a team, I'm sure that they would. Well, I'm not entirely sure, because you know they're going to try and have a league standings, and throwing a Canadian team into the mix might mess up the standings. But most likely, if you guys were interested in coming on down, I think that they would find some time on the schedule to play you guys. And maybe that's something that you know, I can help facilitate and get further organized. Right now, we're in the beginning stages of organization and getting a league together. Bernard Schneider is the commissioner for that league. And, you know, as we get more organized, maybe we can talk about some cross-border competition. But anyway, Mike, we got a little bit off topic there at the end, but that's okay. I appreciate your time. And, well, let's try not to be strangers and, you know, chat again sometime in the not-too-distant future. So, this is John Ryan, and I've been chatting with Mike Namyash. Until next time, thanks for listening to Team Handball News Podcast.